President Donald Trump is backing off his plan to charge ships a toll for passing through the Strait of Hormuz just one day after floating the idea of the United States imposing a 20% fee on all ships passing through the waterway. Trump said today that the strait is, quote, open to all ship traffic except for Iran, blaming Tehran's leadership for the disruptions. He said he'll instead pursue investment deals with Gulf states in place of the fee, telling reporters that Gulf leaders called him personally to propose the alternative, offering to invest, quote, billions and billions of dollars in the U.S.
You have Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait, primarily, and then others. I spoke to all of them. And they would love to invest more money in the United States at record amounts. And that would be very acceptable. And this way, there's no fee. I don't like the concept of a fee. But at the same time, it's not fair that we're protecting this strait for the entire world, for China and everyone. I don't mind protecting it for China. I don't mind protecting it for anybody. But it's unfair that we're not in somehow compensated. And we've been doing this for many years. It's bothered me. 25 years ago, it bothered me.
The reversal comes as the United States reimposed its blockade on Iranian ports this afternoon. That follows a new wave of U.S. strikes on Iran and Iranian retaliation against commercial ships and U.S. allies, including Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Jordan's military said it intercepted 4 Iranian missiles. In a statement released through UN spokesperson Farhan Haq, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk called on both sides to de-escalate.
The return to wider hostilities in the Middle East between the U.S. and Iran is a huge setback for civilians in the region and beyond. It undermines peace efforts and deepens instability, with grave risks for human rights across the entire region. He said that all parties must respect and ensure respect for international humanitarian law, including by taking all necessary measures to protect civilians and civilian objects, and must respect their obligations under international human rights law. They must also independently and promptly investigate all alleged violations.
The back-and-forth strikes rattled global markets. European stocks fell and oil prices hit a one-month high before easing after Trump dropped the toll plan. Brent crude briefly topped $87 a barrel, though still well below the nearly $120 reached at the height of the war. Maritime officials had strongly objected to Trump's proposed fee. The International Maritime Organization said there's no legal basis for charging ships to transit an international strait, and shipping industry leaders warned it could upend the rules governing global trade. UN spokesperson Haq said that the United Nations opposed any tolls.
We believe that there must be free movement of shipping across the Strait of Hormuz. We stand against any efforts to restrict the freedom of movement of shipping. And you will have seen that the International Maritime Organization has also come out with a statement against any imposition of tolls by any party.
Last month, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stated emphatically that, quote, no country had the right to charge tolls in international waters.
That's the law. It's an international waterway. No country is allowed to charge tolls or fees on an international waterway. That's existing international law. That's the way it is in international waterways all over the world, and that's the way we expect it'll be here. So I don't think we have anybody to convince around here in that regard. I think all the countries in this region would agree with us.
The strait is a critical corridor carrying about a fifth of the world's oil and natural gas supply before fighting escalated earlier this year. Trump also told Fox News more U.S. strikes on Iran are coming in the next 2 days unless negotiations resume, warning Tehran, quote, you better make a deal or you're not going to have anything left. Regional mediators, including Pakistan, are working to try to revive the collapsed ceasefire. Senate Democrats blocked a $1 trillion defense bill today in protest of President Trump's ongoing war with Iran. The measure, which would set military policy for the year and include a pay raise for troops, failed to advance in a 50-46 vote along party lines. The vote comes a day after the White House told Congress it had resumed strikes on Iran, effectively ending the ceasefire. Democratic Senate Majority Leader, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill can't become what he called a, quote, permission slip for the administration's actions in Iran, now in its fifth month. He said Trump has no idea what he's doing in Iran.
The only thing he can say is Vietnam was worse. Oh, my God. A war that killed close to 50,000 Americans, a war that lasted almost a decade, a war that ripped America apart in ways that took decades to recover. That's what he compares Iran to? Oh, my God. Trump's supposed ceasefire deal has completely collapsed. Our troops are coming under attack. The Strait of Hormuz is a minefield. Gas prices are going back up. And Donald Trump is totally out of his depth. In fact, Donald Trump is drowning in the Strait of Hormuz because he has no plan. He had no plan when he got America into this war, and he has no plan on how to get us out.
Republican leader John Thune called it a good bill and said the Pentagon needs the resources to keep the country safe. He's expected to bring the measure up again. Some Democrats say they won't support it unless it includes new limits to force an end to the war. Meanwhile, top House Democrats are split over a Republican-led effort to cut U.S. military aid to Israel. The amendment, introduced by Republican Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky, would block $3.3 billion in aid, most of it going to Israel's military. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York said he'll vote against it. In a letter to colleagues, Jeffries called the measure overly broad, warning it could limit funding for humanitarian aid and embassy operations and restrict efforts to confront groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. He was joined by California Congressman Pete Aguilar, the third-ranking House Democrat. But Texas Democratic Congressman Greg Kassar, who chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus, said he'll vote yes and is urging colleagues to join him.
It is past time for us to end this kind of military aid that the Israeli military has been using to commit atrocities and a genocide in Gaza, killing innocent people in Lebanon and beyond. And the Israeli government helped drag us into this war with Iran, which has been devastating for many innocent people and has been against the national security interests of our own country. And so that's why I'm going to be voting yes on this important amendment.
In his letter, Jeffries said Democrats aren't whipping the vote, given differing views within the caucus, but he called for what he described as a, quote, major reset in U.S. policy towards Israel, one which he hopes can maintain support for Israel's right to exist while also backing an independent Palestinian state.